Joining me over the phone this morning is Ellen Potter with the Kemmer-Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce, the KDCA, also the Frontier Arts Council. Good morning, Ellen. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Well, appreciate you. Absolutely appreciate you taking time, as always, for our monthly update. And let's start with the Chamber, the KDCA. What's going on with the Chamber here in the early goings of 2021?
Well, one of the things this week that the Chamber is participating in is we're doing a ribbon cutting for the hospital. On Thursday, February 18th at 5 p.m., they are having an open house that will highlight their physical, respiratory, and occupational therapy office. These are new offices for the hospital. They'll have therapists there that on site that people can go and talk to if they'd like and ask any questions. And that will start at 5 o'clock. So we're excited about that.
That's fantastic.
So where
do people find that? Just go to the hospital facility and they'll see where that's
just
happening?
Just go to the main hospital. Yep, in the main hospital. So the mask will be required. They are doing COVID.
Sure.
You know, being careful with the COVID requirements. But I think, you know, it's a great thing for our community to have this hospital. You know, there's a lot of places that are even larger than our community that don't have the medical facilities that we experience in Kemmer and Diamondville. And so we're pretty happy that this is all happening. I know that we have had to go out of town for physical therapy before, and this will make it so much nicer for everybody in the community. So we look forward to seeing everybody there at 5 o'clock for that ribbon cutting.
And that's happening tomorrow night, correct?
Yep, Thursday, February 18th at 5 o'clock.
Perfect.
Okay. Another thing that I'm sure everybody knows about is that our city has acquired the JCPenney statue. And I learned this morning that they are still taking donations to help get a coating on that statue and house it and get it situated when they decide on a place. So if anybody is interested on donating to that worthy cause, the JCPenney building has been a great thing for our community. I know that when I have sat in the cabin on the triangle, there's like more than 70% of the people that come in inquire about going through the JCPenney building and his house. So it's a great tourist attraction. So anybody who feels that they could donate any money to the city, please contact the city offices or Brian Muir, our city manager.
Perfect.
So we're excited about that. And then the Chamber itself is going through a rebranding. We've sort of done some interviewing and looked at the businesses downtown and how COVID has affected not only our businesses downtown, but even, you know, we have a lot of home businesses in Kemmer and Diamondville. And they have been also affected. So we're sort of rebranding ourselves. And we're considering the idea of a low dues or no dues chamber. So we want to make the chamber marketing and the educational opportunities available to all of the businesses. So if anybody is interested in giving us their thought on this, they can contact us at kdcachamberofcommerce@gmail.com or they can call 702-239-6001. One of the projects that we're working on is our downtown beautification project and committee. And in that that would include doing new flowers downtown, holiday plaques, building plaques, and a lot more. So we're looking for volunteers on that committee also. The Arts Council is working on getting the cabin up and going again. So again, we're looking for volunteers to sit at the cabin and for crafters that would like to sell their crafts at the cabin. That is what the cabin, it's a tourist information area, plus we have a little consignment store there. We don't charge any space fee, and we just ask that they volunteer to be there at least three times a month. So if they're interested in that, they can also call 702-239-6001.
And
that's about all we have today.
And the cabin, I'm assuming, had been closed down for probably most of last year, right? So it's now, you're now just hoping to get it up
right.
and going?
Yeah, and we, you know, the volunteers that we have are more mature volunteers, and they were, rightly so, you know, afraid of the COVID, of being exposed to the COVID.
Sure.
But we, you know, we have free masks that people can use. We have sanitizer. You know, our hours are very flexible, and it's really a fun thing, you know, to be there and greet the tourists that come into town and to see the different crafts that we have. It's great. So if anybody is looking for somewhere to volunteer, to spend a little time outside of the house, it'll be a great fit for them.
Ellen Potter with the Kemmer-Diamondville Community Area Chamber of Commerce and the Frontier Arts Council. A lot of great information this morning, Ellen. Thanks so much for your time. Did we miss anything?
Nope, I think we got it all today. Thank you for
your
time.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you.
You betcha. That's Ellen Potter, KDCA, and the Frontier Arts Council. It's all part of the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur.